Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners and their team preview for 2022 is our expert host on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Sooners today, ready to talk about this team. A whole lot has happened with them since the last time we did a team preview. I can't wait to dig more deep into it and talk about them right now.
Absolutely. And for everyone who are watching us live or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. All of your sharing, telling your friends and family by word of mouth about 100 Yards of Football is the main reason why we've been able to grow so exponentially over the past few years. And we're really excited to continue all of these amazing things we have for you live here from Atlanta, Georgia. So, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, the Oklahoma Sooners, what do they have forward to look for in this 2022 season?
Well, I mentioned in the preview, right in the opening, that a lot has happened with them. Coach Lincoln Riley up and left and went to the USC Trojans. He's going out there to sunny California with a very nice hefty deal. He's going to get paid a lot of money, and they will surely miss him in Norman here. But it's all right. Looking back at their 2021 season, a lot happened. They did win the Alamo Bowl with a solid 11-2 record, finished 10th overall in the rankings, so not too bad. Of course, we all know Bob Stoops came back for that bowl game. That was a fun little trinket there. But like I mentioned, Coach Riley is gone, but he's not the one who left. Caleb Williams, the breakout star for the Sooners last year, also left for the USC Trojans. So that's got to sting a little bit, I'm just saying. And then, of course, Spencer Rattler, the guy who a lot of people thought that last season could have been a Heisman Trophy winner. He got outplayed by Williams, as we all know. And then he ended up leaving. He is now going to be with South Carolina with the Gamecocks. So, I mean, this is a lot here. You've lost both your quarterbacks and your head coach. So, it's a little tricky right now. There's a lot going on out there in Oklahoma that they're still trying to get sorted out this upcoming season. But you also lost a lot of players, not just those two quarterbacks. You lost guys in the transfer portal. You lost guys in the draft. 8 transfers are now gone. They lost 8 guys to transfers. They've lost a total of 14 in all, 14 starters last year. So it's going to be a brand new team pretty much. There's going to be a lot of new guys, a lot of transfers, getting a lot more playing time this upcoming season. With new head coach Brent Venables, we all know he was coming over, and he is going to get this team fired up for this upcoming 2022 season. Former coordinator, right? He was there at Oklahoma a while ago. But they also tapped into the transfer portal as well. Like I mentioned, they lost some guys, but they also added 10 players in total so far. With, you know, that by the time we're done with this preview, there could be adding more. You just never know. But looking at the team, right? Obviously, we got to talk about the quarterback situation. Who's going to be the quarterback this upcoming year to lead this team, to lead this charge? That is more than likely going to be Dillon Gabriel, the former UCF Knight. He had a pretty good career, 8,000 yards, 70 touchdowns in total, and 2-plus season from UCF. Now he is coming on over to make his way, make that kind of last push in his college career to get things going as a Sooner and to help them out in their conference. But looking behind them as well, that was good. They got Jeff Lebby as their brand new offensive coordinator to get things there. He also worked with Gabriel at UCF in 2019. So they have a bit of a connection there already. That's nice to see. And we think that Gabriel's going to be a good fit at Oklahoma. I think that he's going to slide in nicely. He's experienced. He knows what he's doing. And he is really going to fit in nicely in a bit of an emergency situation, right, with both your two starters last year leaving. I think this is a good pick. I think that overall that, you know, the fans there are going to be, if he has a bad game, like, oh, you know, Caleb Williams wouldn't have done that, or Spencer Rattler wouldn't have thrown that interception. You know, fans are going to be like that. But just trust the process. Give it a little bit of time. And I think that Gabriel's going to be fine. But also, the thing about this is the offensive line around him, they're getting three starters back from last season. So nice to see. They did give up 33 sacks last year. Hopefully they can improve this upcoming year and help out the quarterback a little bit more. You also got a transfer from Cal named McCade Mature. He was a second-team All-Pac-12 pick last season. And then also the running back room, we're going to see what they can do there. They got Eric Gray from Tennessee a while ago this past season. He did pretty decent there. And then you also have some guys like Marcus Major, who's going to be getting into the mix, and also a transfer by the name of Javonte Barnes, who's hoping to make his name sooner rather than later in that running back room. So we'll see how they can do. As for the receiving core, you've lost some guys. You lost Jaden Hazelwood. He went to Arkansas. You've lost Mario Williams. Once again, went to USC. You do have a guy that Marvin Mims, who's hoping to step up this upcoming year. Big play guy, 22 yards per reception last season, but he's yet to kind of establish himself as that number one go-to guy. So we'll see how his progression can get a little bit better this upcoming year. And also some other guys who are trying to come back here and make a bigger name for themselves. You have six more players who played some last year. They're hoping to step up. You also have a transfer from Arizona State by the name of L.V. Bunkley Shelton, who's committed to this team now after the spring practice. He's going to be coming on over to help out your receiving corps. So running back rooms remains about the same, right? You didn't lose anyone, and you got some young and exciting freshmen and younger players on the horizon. And as for the receiving corps, it's a little bit skeptical at the moment. Like I said, you lost some guys. Then you have some guys who did some good work last year, but you're still waiting for them to make that next big leap. So we'll see what they can do. As for the offensive line, I think it'll be fine. And also another player to maybe possibly look out for on that wide receiving room, I haven't mentioned him yet, is Theo Weiss, because he was a former five-star recruit, had a foot injury, kept him out all last season. He said he's feeling one of a 10, he's an 11. So he's feeling fine right now. We'll see how he can do in his first taste of college football. But let's go over to the defense. We all know that Venables was a very good defensive player, defensive coordinator, and he's bringing on over Ted Roof from Clemson, who was over there with him to help out that defense and help out the Sooners in a nice approach, in a hard, fast approach to this defense. You have Deshaun White coming back as a linebacker. Nice to see. He was good last year, 66 tackles this past season, and also is probably going to be a captain once again this upcoming year. Beyond him, I mean, there's some good guys that can really help out. You have Jalen Redman, Reggie Grimes, DJ Graham. So I think those are some other guys who you're going to see a lot more this upcoming season. Also, someone by the name of Jeffrey Johnson coming over from Tulane, four-year starter. He's coming on over. He's going to be a plug-and-play guy. You could throw him in any position, at any certain scheme, and he could be really good up front with his physical style. You have Trey Morrison. He had 41 starts at North Carolina. He's coming on over to help out the secondary. C.J. Colton as well, who was at Wyoming, played for 4 years. So they got a lot of transfers with a lot of experience who are going to be coming over, who know a lot about college football, and they're going to be able to learn this playbook a lot easier and a lot faster than a lot of the incoming freshmen, I believe, just because of their experience alone. So we'll see how they can do there. And also you have T.D. Roof. Yes, that name does sound familiar. It is Ted's son. He is coming on over after being at Appalachian State for a few seasons. So he is over with the Sooners now, playing with his dad. Can't get much better than that, right? A lot of bonding there on the field. But also, like I said, there's a lot of guys to make their name, claim their position, and move up in this upcoming season. The defense, like I said, it's going to be fun to watch. There's a lot of new guys, a lot of fresh faces, and it's going to be interesting to see. But looking at this team overall, let's look at their schedule, look at some of the good games. So they start off the season against UTEP in September. Should be an easy win. They got Kent State, Nebraska, Kansas State, TCU. They have Texas on October the 8th. That should be a good game, as always, with Oklahoma and Texas. We know the historic rivalry there. They have Kansas, Iowa State, who was a good team last year, Baylor, who was a great team last year, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, who we've covered on the show also, and then they end the year November 26th against Texas Tech. So it's a decent – it's a good crop of teams. It's a good bit of teams who did pretty good last season, hoping to make a better name for themselves in 22. And I think that if Oklahoma can kind of just get everything looking good, looking in shape for this upcoming 22 season, I think they'll be fine. It's just going to be that big question mark of how is Gabriel going to do, how the running back going to do, how is that new receiving core going to handle themselves. It's going to be super interesting. And as for the defense, I think that they'll be fine. I think that they might give up a few more points than last year, but just because it's a brand new scheme, it's a brand new coordinator, a lot of brand new faces, it's going to be interesting to see how Oklahoma comes out. I expect them to have a strong start to the season, and they might taper off a little bit later on just because of the nature of who they play. That Texas game, like I said, last year it was phenomenal. These last few years have been a really good game, and I expect nothing less this upcoming year. But as for Oklahoma, I'm not sure if they're going to get back to the Big 12 championship this upcoming year. Like I said, they went 11-2 last year. I expect pretty much a similar record in 2022, maybe one more loss, maybe one more win. Nothing too crazy, but I just need to see it on film this upcoming year, how these new guys can do, how these new coaches can do. And overall, I think this is going to be a pretty solid season if you are an Oklahoma Sooners fan. I got to end it this way, Jeremiah. Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner indeed. Yes, sir.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And for all of our fans watching, especially our Sooner fans, but all of our college football fans across the gambit, we want to hear from you. What do you think the Oklahoma Sooners are going to do this season? Put it in the comments if you're watching our live video or if you're listening to our podcast. First off, thank you. Second off, you can go to Apple Podcasts and you can leave us a review. You can go to Spotify and you can give us a great rating. You can do that a similar methodology across all the different platforms that you love to listen to podcasts. And what we get out of your review is a lot, actually. We get higher ratings in the algorithms that they use to show other people our podcasts. We also get great feedback from you, our listener, and we get to make a connection between those two things that help us to grow in ways that none of us can really predict, because one day in the far future, those small reviews and connections can be the reason why all of us get to continue growing this great brand for years to come. So thank you so much for everyone who are leaving reviews on our podcast. And if you aren't listening to our podcast, you can listen anywhere that you want to listen, whether it's on Apple or Spotify, Google, over on Amazon, Overcast, iHeartRadio, the Believe Podcast Network itself. Anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, we are there for you. So let us know. Even on LinkedIn, we post the link, so you can find a way to get to us over there. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that incredible preview of the Oklahoma Sooners for this coming season. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.